Hey everybody, Thomas Watkins here with the Portland Rodent Control Pod. And today's show is called, How Do Portland Pest Control Professionals Identify and Treat Rodent Infestations? You know what's scarier than seeing a rat in your house? Knowing that for every one you spot, there could be dozens more hiding in your walls. That's right. Rodents are like little ninja squatters, and by the time you notice them, they've already invited all their friends over for an extended stay. Let me walk you through how we pros track down these unwanted house guests. First, we do what I call the CSI rodent edition. We inspect your home's exterior like we're looking for clues at a crime scene, because let's face it, these critters are basically breaking and entering. We check the foundation, utility line entrances, and look for their calling cards, grease marks from their fur, droppings, and teeth marks that would make a beaver jealous. Now, here's where it gets interesting. To figure out just how many furry freeloaders we're dealing with, we break out some seriously cool tools. UV tracking powder is like putting tiny glow sticks on their feet. They can run, but they can't hide. We also look at how much of your pantry they've been sampling and check for nesting materials. Trust me, these mice aren't interior decorators. They're more like demolition experts with a taste for your insulation. When it comes to treatment, we're not just setting a few traps and crossing our fingers. We seal up entry points tighter than a submarine, strategically place bait stations like we're planning a military operation, and install mechanical traps that would make Tom and Jerry proud. Then we monitor the situation like hawks watching a field of mice. Just last month, I worked with a family in the Hawthorne District who heard scratching in their walls. They thought they had a small problem. Maybe one or two uninvited guests. But when we investigated, those three little droppings in their kitchen led us to discover the rodent equivalent of a block party happening in their crawl space, 27 rats having the time of their lives. 2 weeks of professional treatment later, and the party was permanently shut down. Here's the bottom line, folks. Don't wait until you see multiple rodents doing the conga line across your kitchen floor. If you spot even one dropping or hear suspicious sounds, call a professional immediately. These little troublemakers can cause thousands in damage faster than you can say cheese. This has been Thomas Watkins with the Portland Rodent Control Pod.